Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network. And guess what? We're celebrating our fourth anniversary here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Yes, yes, our fourth anniversary. And wow, what a difference 4 years makes. When we first launched Purpose Kingdom Network, May 9th, 2016. And here we are later, 1,100 plus episodes later, we're still here. And we're just glad, and we're just so grateful that we're able to come here tonight and celebrate our fourth anniversary. And helping us, I have a lot of our hosts, and we have one faithful listener that we're going to hear from. And let me just tell you, before we get started, we're going to introduce our praise and worship leader, Sister Dominique Hudson. And Sister Dominique, are you there?
Amen. Thank you.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. Let us praise God 4 years. Amen. 4 years of Purpose Kingdom Network. We want to give God the glory. We want to give God the thanks in all that we do. Thank God for just bringing us this far. So all those that are listening, just be in a position to ready to praise God. Amen. Open up your hearts. Whatever burden you have, just lay it at the altar. Forget about that. Let us just lift our hearts to God. Bow your head, close your eyes. And Father God, we just tell you, thank you, Lord. We just say thank you simply for being you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise because we know it is only by your power that we're able to still be here tonight, Lord Jesus. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for just carrying Purpose Kingdom Network through. Thank you for bringing in the ministers. Thank you for bringing in the faithful listeners. We just give you all the glory, Lord. We just praise you and we just worship you, Lord Jesus. We lift our voice up to you, Lord. We just surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you for even this day, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for just providing for us, Lord. Father God, we just lift your name up high, Lord. Let you receive this praise from us. If you can clap, let all who have breath praise the Lord. So we praise you and we bless your holy name, Lord. I'm not a singer, but the song that has been laid on my heart this morning is, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, come fill us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Flood this place. Your presence is what we long for. Your presence is what we hope for. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Father God, you are welcome in our hearts and on this line, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill every minister in the name of Jesus to continue to carry out Purpose Kingdom Network. Fill every minister in the name of Jesus to just give out the word to touch your people in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that your Holy Spirit will even touch the listeners, Lord Jesus, near and far from different countries. Touch your listeners in the name of Jesus, Lord. Speak to them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We just worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you just touch us, Lord Jesus. Touch us right now. There's some of us who are just worried and concerned about this virus in the name of Jesus, and we're not even sick, but we're just concerned and we're just anxious, Lord. Father God, I just ask that you just touch each and every last one of those people who are anxious and worried, just to calm them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the sick, Lord Jesus. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus of all those who are sick in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, bring healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, I ask for restoration even after COVID-19, Lord Jesus. I ask for restoration for your people in the name of Jesus. I ask for preparation, Lord Jesus, that we will be prepared for the aftermath, Lord Jesus, that your ministers will be filled and be able to go out and bring forward your word to ministers to the people in the name name of Jesus, and even for ourselves, Lord Jesus. We tell you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord Jesus. And I just plead, Lord Jesus, on behalf of this nation, Lord Jesus, on behalf of the nation, Lord Jesus, I intervene and I ask for healing, Lord Jesus. You said that if we are called, your people who are called by your name, if we would just humble ourselves and pray, Lord Jesus. So here we are, Lord Jesus. We are praying to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we call out to you that you will hear us in the name of Jesus. Heal us and forgive us for all that we have done. If we have done anything wrong as a nation, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your mighty forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Lift the sickness from this world in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lift the sickness in the name of Jesus. We serve you, Lord Jesus. We worship you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask for you to continue to send out a fresh anointing upon Purpose Kingdom Network, upon the ministers of Purpose Kingdom Network, upon the listeners in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord Jesus. We just ask for growth in the name of Jesus, a continued vision in the name of Jesus, that we will never depart, Lord Jesus, from your word in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. So, Father God, I give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord, and we just put you first, Lord Jesus. Let you be magnified, Lord. Let you be lifted up high, Lord, and let you be pleased with this service. We just dedicate this service to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just give God a hand, please. Just give him a pat. Oh, magnify the Lord in the name of Jesus. We praise the Lord in that name of Jesus. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, and we worship you, Lord. I tell you thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dominique. Thank you so much. And, you know, Sister Dominique, we just like to thank your dedication and your just faithfulness and being part of Purpose Kingdom Network. We just thank you so much. And with that being said, I'm going to introduce our MC. Our MC is Evangelist Mary Scott. And Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here. Praise God. Hello, hello, hello.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Yes, sir. Okay. Are you ready for me? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have a good time tonight because the enemy is trying it over here. But 1 second, because he ain't got nothing over here.
That's not a problem. That's right.
Yeah, he ain't got nothing. He threw me off the phone and everything. My Lord.
Oh, he think he controlled the airwaves, but we got to show him different tonight.
Oh, no, how my mama would say, he getting a black eye tonight. Okay, so you want me, I'm going to start with our selection by Reverend Aaron Williams.
Amen. All right, Sister Mary, we're going to go ahead and play our selection. All right, so we're going to play our selection called Consecrate Me Now by Reverend Aaron Williams. So here we go.
Yeah.
Yet I forgot you. Now I'm crying, Lord, that you restored this joy of my salvation. Consecrate me now as I take this vow of rededication. Yeah. Forgive me of my fault. Dream. Forgive me from the depth of this broken life. Forgive me, I was wrong. I dreamt that I would be more than he wanted me by myself. But now I know without you, I cannot do what I do. I need your help. As the deer pants after the water's brook, for you I long. Rise up in me now, as I cry out, Lord, to you in this song. Forgive me of my heart, forgive me of my hope, forgive me of my dreams. Forgive me from the depths of this broken heart. Forgive me, I was
Reverend Aaron Williams of DTW Ministries. That he's on every other Tuesday night, and just feel free to check out his broadcast. And so right now we're going to go back to our MC, Evangelist Mary Scott, and she's going to bless the airwaves and us with a poem.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just want to share with you the gift that God has given me. I'm going to share a quick poem with you all. Okay. Happy anniversary, PKN platform. My sisters and my brothers, we're all so blessed to network and share and spread God's love with others. 4 years of making memories, 4 years of sharing stories, 4 years of spreading the gospel abroad while giving God the glory. I just want to share encouragement, sort of a testimonial, you might say. Because I wouldn't be standing before you if the enemy had his way. He tried it all through every dart and tactic that he could, but everything he brought my way, God turned it for my good. People have asked, how did you not give up, throw in the towel, and wash your hands? Because God said to trust the process, even if you don't know my plan. Keep praying, don't quit or give up. Miracles happen every day. Never stop believing. God's got it. We shall have just what we say. It's not always easy. No one said that it would be. But I'm traveling the path that God set up for me. I learned how to go through and trust God at the same time. I learned to stay in the will of God and not to lean to mine. I've learned to enjoy the good days, because that's not hard to do. I've learned to endure the bad days. They help to make us stronger too. And when I'm at my weakest, tired out and going through it, struggling just to say a prayer, but know that I must do it. I've been so overwhelmed with life and prayer is what I needed. I called on some I know would pray and agreed while they interceded. I've always learned when life is hard and all is going wrong, that God will place inside your heart a spiritual warfare song. I've had a few that helped me through, like Jonathan Nelson, I believe. It says goodbye to my pain and sorrow. That one I so received. Fantasia said, if the Lord doesn't do it, if he doesn't do anything else, he's done enough for me. James Cleveland asked, Lord, do it. And John P. Key said, release. But Sean Mitchell said, I agree. My worship is for real. Leandra Johnson gave us better days. But most of all, my soul rejoices. I've never lost my praise. Thank you, God. I just wanted to share that with you all. Hope it encouraged somebody to keep going and never give up. God is here in this pandemic. It's our lives. And we're going to move right along and have a testimonial by Sister Michelle Hines. And we're going to hear from her at this time.
Hello.
Hello. God bless.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear us?
Yes.
You got to call Ms. Hines. We waiting to hear from you. Bless us.
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say happy anniversary, Purpose Kingdom Network. Y'all have done an amazing, extraordinary job throughout these years. And I just want to say, you know, thank everyone for, you know, being there for me and supporting me and, you know, just helping me get through. I was introduced to Purpose Kingdom Network by Miss Janice Hudson. I was standing on the corner waiting for the bus with my children, and we didn't even know each other. We just started a conversation, and she told me about Purpose Kingdom Network, and I've been coming on ever since, mostly listening, because they say sometimes, you know, shut up, be quiet, listen. Mostly listen. So, you know, lately I've, you know, been speaking and talking. Some nights I fall asleep because it's so interesting. But I just thank y'all so much for just, you know, getting me through. I have a long way to go, but I'm just thankful for where I'm at today. And I just thank everyone, Pastor Toy, Miss Janice Hudson, just the list just goes on, all the hosts, just everybody who's been supporting me and just encouraging me to just keep holding on and staying strong. Thank you, Purpose Kingdom Network. I love you.
Amen. We love you too, Michelle. Thank you so much for that testimonial. We're glad that God is operating in your life and that you were blessed to join in with us and continue to be a blessing with us. At this time, moving right along, we're going to have a selection by Elder Charles Lee.
Praise the Lord.
Hey. How you doing?
All right. Praise the Lord. Happy anniversary, PK. And praise the Lord to all the hosts and to the MC tonight. Elder Mary, how you doing? Evangelist Mary, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to even hear from you.
Amen. I'm blessed to hear you too.
Yes, God.
Praise the Lord.
Sing. Sing to all, please. Let them use you.
Jesus said, here I stand, won't you please let me in? And I said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know. But tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. Who promised you tomorrow? Better choose the Lord. Today, for tomorrow, very well might be too late.
Yes.
Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please take my hand? And you said, I will. said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, oh, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. Who promised you tomorrow? Better choose the Lord today, for tomorrow very well might be too late. And who said that tomorrow would ever come for you? Still you laugh and play and continue on to say. Tomorrow, forget about tomorrow. Won't you give your life today? Oh, please, don't just turn and walk away. Tomorrow is not promised. Don't let this moment slip away.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. That was awesome. Tomorrow is not promised. Thank you, Elderly. At this time, we're going to have the introduction of our speaker for the night by Pastor Tylene Daly.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to say like David said in the 150th Psalm, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And if you don't know if I'm talking to you or not, we're going to do the old school breath test. Just put your hands up in front of your face and blow. If you feel wind hits your hand, that means you got breath in your body and you need to give God some praise just for allowing you to see it to this time in this day. Hallelujah, God. I'm just so excited. I'm ecstatic about where God has brought us from and where God has brought us to. I almost feel like that song the kids used to sing. I don't know who wrote it, y'all. I just know the chorus lyric part that said, we started from the bottom. Now the whole team here, look at what God can do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I have the honor and the privilege of introducing the man of God who is going to bring the word of God this evening. Now, I met this young man a few years ago when he first came on as a guest here with one of our ministries on PKN. And as soon as he opened his mouth, my spirit jumped within as I felt the anointing of God on his life. Now, that was just from hearing his voice. I had not yet met him face to face. But when I heard his voice, God then spoke to me and said, I've set a place for him amongst you that he may be launched out to the nation. And he begun ministering with us here on Purpose Kingdom Network. I finally met him face to face at a funeral. And when we saw one another, we gazed and embraced. My spirit jumped within once again, and God spoke to me and said, you just beheld a modern-day David. God said about this man, I will train him in the midst of everything he goes through. See, people look and go, well, he don't have this degree, he don't have that degree, he not old enough, he not this, he not that. God said, I'm training him in the midst of everything that he goes through. So therefore, no man will ever be able to say that they established him, because it was I, God, that has established him, saith the Lord. God said, I knew him while he was in his mother. Not only did I fearfully and wonderfully create him, but I anointed him while he was still in his mother's womb as a prophet to the nation, saith the Lord. I present to you a man who is of a who is chosen in God before God even laid the foundation of the world. If you don't believe me, read about it in Ephesians 1:4. He is of the bloodline of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. God has anointed him to proclaim the excellence of Jesus Christ, who brings us out of darkness and into the marvelous light. Proudly, I will announce, as God has instructed me to do, the office of minister has now been overshadowed by the office of pastor with the official birth of By Faith We Good Ministry. So I present to some and have the honor of introducing to others Pastor Bernard Morrow. Hear ye from the man of God. Amen. Pastor Bernard, it's in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Literally, to God be all the glory. Can you all hear me clearly? I just want to make sure you all can hear
me. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, what's good, family? What's going on? What's going on? Minister Morrow here, as Pastor Toy has expressed under the direction from God, Pastor Morrow. But I am focused on just staying humble and staying in the Word of God and pressing forward in the way that He leads me to. And so, to God be all the glory for all the great things He has done. It's another beautiful, blessed day God allowed us to see. And I am forever grateful. Happy anniversary, Purpose Kingdom Network. 4 years. 4 years, God has blessed this ministry to declare His word. 4 years, God has kept this ministry, sustained this ministry. God has lined up His messengers to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so I'm excited. I'm so humbled and grateful to have an opportunity to bring you a word tonight. God bless you, Pastor Toy, the CEO. God bless you, Purpose Kingdom Network family. I love you all. I know I still haven't gotten a chance to meet a lot of you yet, but I love you. I'm glad to be a part. And I just want to let you know that there is a word from the Lord. And I'm not going to be long tonight, but I am going to give you what God gave me. And so with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, and we're going to get right into it. Amen? Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you because there's nobody like you. Lord, we thank you because you got all power. We thank you because you're in control. We thank you because you've been so good to us, God. We thank you, Lord, because it's our responsibility to thank you. It's our responsibility to give you praise, to acknowledge you for who you are. We love you so much, God, and we thank you for all the great things you've done. We thank you for what you're doing right now, and we thank you in advance for what you will do. So in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Speak through me, speak for me. In the name of Jesus, Father, that they hear you and not me. We pray that you bless the word that you've given me, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing unto your children, that they install it, live by it, and share it with others. In Jesus' name, most importantly, Father, we pray that somebody will rise today to say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We bless your name. Have your way, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And so we're going to be coming out of tonight, Isaiah chapter 41. And I'm going to read verse 1 to verse 10. And the key verse that we're going to focus on is verse 10. And so God has blessed me to be able to break down verse 10 for you tonight. And so let us press forward by faith, family. And so it says in the word of the Lord, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 1 to 10, verse 1 reads, "Keep silent before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isles saw it and feared. The end of the earth were afraid, drew near and came." Verse 6, "They helped everyone, his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. Verse 7, so the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. Verse 8, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Verse 9, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away." Can I give you some good news tonight, family? Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And so may God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy and blessed word as we take it into heart. This is the word of God for the people of God to glorify God. I want to read verse 10 very quickly in the New Living Translation. It says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." So, family, very briefly, I'm going to speak from the text tonight, from the topic, "Ain't No Stopping Us Now." I want to say it one more time. I'm going to speak from the topic tonight, "Ain't No Stopping Us Now." With God, we're unstoppable. All right? And so looking at Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, what a precious verse for us to meditate on. Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Without a doubt, this is a verse that was given to bring peace to those who love the Lord. This is a verse, the word of the Lord, that was given to those, right, who love the Lord to bring peace. The Lord sent me here tonight, Purpose Kingdom Network family, and those of you who are listening, to break this verse down so that we can see more clearly the blessings and assurance of what God is saying. And so first in the verse, the Lord says, fear thou not. This verse is so simple in its meaning, and it offers great comfort to those going through difficult times. It is addressed primarily to the exiled Jews during their long captivity in Babylon. But the realization is that we who are the Lord's people, Jew or Gentile, have nothing to fear. This is truly addressed to all his people everywhere today in similar circumstances, and it is as true today as it was then. Those who belong to the Lord have nothing to fear. As King David wrote in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Family, with God, we're unstoppable. We literally have no reason to fear. We know that we are in a pandemic right now. We know that a lot is going on. We know that the enemy is trying to implement his plan, and I say trying because the enemy has no power. He has no authority. He has no jurisdiction over us. And he will never succeed in what he tries to do when we are in faith. And so God gave me this word to let you know that with him, we're unstoppable. God is always with us. He's always going to be with us, and he's going to continually, at all times, every day of our lives, have us covered. And so when we renew our mind to the word of the Lord and know that with God, we're unstoppable, we know that nothing can come against us because God is for us. We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We know that we are overcomers, that we are victorious because God has created, called, anointed, appointed, equipped, and approved us to be who he's created us to be, to go where he says we can go, to do what he's created us to do, and to have all that he promised for us to have. Why? Because there is no limit with God, because God is in control. And so next in the verse, as we read, it says, for I am with thee. This is the reason why we should not be afraid. God was their protector in this chapter, and he is certainly ours. Romans 8:31 assures us, if God be for us, who can be against us? What higher comfort can there possibly be? The Lord is for us, and he is far greater than any man, beast, demon, or Satan himself. If we feel afraid at times, I believe it would serve us well to simply ask ourselves, why am I afraid? Because God is for us, who can be victorious against us? Can I let you know? Absolutely nothing and no one. No one can be victorious against us because God is for us. Nothing and no one, family, can come against you as you focus on fulfilling the purpose that God assigned to your life to fulfill, as you focus on completing the assignment he's assigned to you, as you flow by faith in the position that he's blessed you to flow in, nothing and no one can come against you. God has blessed this ministry for 4 years to declare his word. God has been with all of us throughout our lives every single step of the way. And so if God has brought us this far and we've made it this far and he's given us strength, he's given us his peace that passeth all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ. He's made sure that we have everything we needed, as much as we needed, every time there was a need, so that we can abound in every good word and work. Come on, how much more is God going to do now concerning where we are and as we press forward? The Lord told me to tell you tonight, family, with God, we're unstoppable. We're unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Next in the verse, It says, be not dismayed. The word rendered here, dismayed, here comes from a Hebrew word, a Hebrew work that means to see, to inspect, and consider, and then to look about as one might do in a state of alarm or danger. The sense here is that we should remain calm and have no fear of our foes. We are reminded in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, right? We have overcome them because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world, okay? Calm assurance of the power and love of the Lord will cause us to stay along the path that God is leading us on. Calm assurance, being fully assured that God is going to be with us every step of the way, that God is going to strengthen us to stand firm on his word, to be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, to know that our work in the Lord is not going to be in vain. We can press forward confidently to know that we will always win, that we will always come out of every situation better than when we went in. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We know that there are people in position in higher power, not higher than God, but there are people who are in position to make decisions. There are people who are in position who have authority to make certain decisions throughout the world. But family, can I just remind you and let you know that we all have authority. We all are chosen. We all are qualified to function in this earth exactly how God has created and equipped us to. So no matter the decisions that are being made, no matter those who are in leadership who feel like they want to do or implement their own agenda, no matter those who are in position where who feel like they don't want to be obedient to what God wants, but they want to do what they want to do, family, know that you can get into the word of the Lord, and God will always give you what you need to press forward, and he'll always be with you to help you, to strengthen you, to comfort you, to protect you, so that you never fail, so that you're never alone, so you never have to worry, so you never have to be stressed out, so you never have to be frustrated, so you never have to be fearful, so you never have to deal with anxiety, so you never have to drown in your feelings or your emotions, but all you got to do is press forward by faith, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not to your own understanding, acknowledging him in all your ways, knowing that God will direct your path. With God, we're unstoppable. It doesn't matter how complex a situation may look. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how tough the circumstances are. We know we deal with real situations in life. But when we are purposed to do the working will of God, when we are called and blessed to be in position to lead God's people, when we are in position to be God's messengers so that we can give hope and build the faith of his children, we got to remain focused because with God we are unstoppable. It says in this verse, for I am thy God. The Lord is able to preserve and strengthen us during our most difficult trials. The God of heaven is our God, the God of heaven and earth. He is all-powerful, and that power was pledged for our protection. In every sense of the word of God, we have nothing to fear. For those who have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are assured that the Lord is strong enough to bear us up during the hard times. He has also promised us that he will always be here for us, and we find that in Hebrews 13 and 5. It tells us of the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He promises us to never leave us nor forsake us. He promises to never abandon us, to never leave us hanging, to never allow us to fail. And so it's such a joy and a blessing to know that with God, we're never alone. Whatever God has instructed us to do, God wants us to be faithful in what he instructed us to do. God has blessed this ministry to function for 4 years. And so we got to continue to stay focused, family, and keep pressing, keep praising, and keep praying. Keep pressing towards God, keep praising his holy name, and keep praying until things change. Because with God, we always win. We're unstoppable. We know situations change. A lot takes place. A lot happens. Things go on in this world. But he told us to not be troubled. He told us to trust in him. God told us that everything gonna be all right because he's already overcome the world. And so when we have an assignment, when we're in position, we have to not only get in position as God leads us, but we have to stay in position and own our position. Nobody can take your position that God has given you. Nobody can move you out of the way concerning what God has ordained you to do. Nobody can move you out of the way concerning what God has in store for you. With God, we are victorious. We are triumphant, and the Lord has given me this word tonight to share with you all so that we are encouraged to keep going. Keep declaring his word. Continue to show love. Continue to sow in love. Continue to be there for others. Continue to be the light and the salt in the earth as God has created you to. Continue to stay focused. Continue to know that with God, you will always win. God will never fail. He can do anything but fail. He won't fail. He will never fail. But he'll always succeed in what he promised to do in your life. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And we know that we are achievers. We know that we can succeed in everything that God has blessed us to do as we press forward, no matter what's taking place, because of who God is. And the most amazing thing about it is that God has given us the authority and the power to change our environments, to be able to change what needs to be changed in our environments. Nothing should happen in the environment you're in unless you allow it. We got power to speak those things that be not as though they were. We got power to declare the word of the Lord by faith and be able to witness and experience his word being manifested right before our eyes. God has equipped us to handle everything that come our way. And so we got to keep pressing forward, family, to know that with God, we are unstoppable. Ain't no stopping us now. Come on, we've come this far by faith, and he's been with us every step of the way. Ain't no stopping us now. Come on, we still got great expectations. Ain't no stopping us now. We still are going to accomplish every goal. Ain't no stopping us now. Come on, we still going to give God praise freely. We still going to worship him for who he is. We still going to get in position for how God wants to lead us and for all that he wants to do through and for us. Ain't no stopping us now, because with God, we're unstoppable. And lastly, in this verse, it says, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The right hand speaks of strength, meaning the Lord sustains us by his own strength. And you know what? And God is basically saying, I'm going to uphold you with myself. But he's also saying, I'm going to uphold you with my son. Because when you get into the word of the Lord and you read and renew your mind and find out that Jesus sit at the right hand of God. And so when he says that I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, he's talking about himself. He said, I'm going to use my son who I sent to the world to take the penalty of sin for you. I'm going to use him to uphold you. I'm going to use him to give you strength. I'm going to use him to make sure you're healed. I'm going to use him to make sure you're covered. I'm going to use him to make sure that you are victorious, because through him, your victory is guaranteed. We cannot hold ourselves up. Our viable friends cannot hold us up. It is the work of the Lord to sustain us, and the Lord uses his powerful right hand to uphold us and cause us to be victorious in all things. If you're sitting next to somebody right now, I want to encourage you, family, and let you know to tell the person next to you, with God, we're unstoppable. With God, we're victorious. With God, everything is working for our good, in our favor, on our behalf, in every area of our life, every day of our life, for the rest of our life, in Jesus' name. And so lastly, I want to share something that's pretty cool that the Lord gave me to share with you all. All right? In the Bible, the number four means creation. The number four directly relates to the creative ability of God. The earliest mention of number four in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. During the creation week, God finished the creation of what is termed the material universe on the fourth day. On that day, he made the stars, the moon, and the sun. These three things were created to give light to the world and to divide the days. All right, day and night would become the mark of time, from days to weeks to months and to years. It would also be the mark of seasons, which was used to identify different celebrations and feasts in the Bible. And so the Lord gave me this to share with you all tonight, because the number four, it's, you know, the number four. On the fourth day, during the week of creation, God finished the creation of what is termed the material universe. And so because the number four is represented in the midst of creation week, what is God saying? What is God saying, family? We still got work to do. We ain't done yet. We still got work to do. We still got God's word to declare. We still got some ideas and some strategies that God wants to download in us. We still got some innovation that needs to take place. We still got some development that needs to take place. And the same way that the number four represents God's creative ability, the same way it's representing this year that we're in, celebrating 4 years of ministry on Purpose Kingdom Network. God is letting us know that this is just the beginning. We haven't seen nothing yet. We got a lot more work to do. And the Lord is saying that there's a lot more doors that's about to open. There's a lot more victories that's about to be won. There's a lot more effectiveness that's about to take place. There's a lot more souls that's about to be saved. Come on. There's a lot more of my people that's getting ready to be healed. There's a lot more of what you've been expecting getting ready to take place. And so I've come on here tonight to let you know, family, that ain't no stopping us now. You can look back over your life, and you can think things over, and you can truly say that you've been blessed and that you got a testimony. Every time a situation came your way, God pushed you forward. Every time you felt like you couldn't make it, God pushed you forward. Every time you felt like quitting, God pushed you forward. Every time you were ready to throw in the towel, God pushed you forward. Every time you felt like you were lacking, he blew your mind, sustained you, and pushed you forward. I just want to let you know tonight, family, that his name is Jesus, and he came to the world to show us the way. He is our example of how to live and function by faith. He's been with us every moment of our lives, and he came to the world to redeem, to save, to sanctify, and set us free. He came to the world, and he allowed himself
He allowed himself to be locked up. He allowed himself to be sentenced to death. He allowed himself to be whipped. He humbled himself and carried his own cross. And he humbled himself and allowed himself to be nailed to it. He allowed himself to be lifted up because he knew that would draw all men unto him. He humbled himself and he stayed on the cross. And he shed his blood. And he gave up his spirit. And he hung his head and he died. And he went to hell. And he set the captive free, and he took the keys to hell in the grave, and 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hands, all authority, all dominion, all honor, and he's seated at the right hand of God, and it's he that is holding us up. It is he that is leading us along the way. It is he that has equipped us. It is he that has won the battle for us. It is he that is always with us and that is always working everything out for our good. And so the Lord let me know to share with you all tonight that with God, we're unstoppable. That with God, ain't no stopping us now. God has blessed this ministry for 4 years, and there's so many more years ahead of us. And so, family, let us get in position, stay in position, and own our position. Let us remain focused. Let us keep declaring the word of the Lord. Let us continually keep giving God all of the honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise. Let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you. Know that God is always with you. He'll always be with you, and he'll always have you covered. God bless you, family.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord. So we're going to once again return right back to Minister Bernard to bring us to the call of salvation.
Amen. 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 And so we just want to take this time. There may be somebody listening tonight as I discern that there is. And you've come a long way. You've dealt with a lot. And I just want to let you know that you are so loved, that you are never alone. I just want to let you know tonight that the Lord is waiting for you with open and loving arms. And he's saying to you that you never have to fend for yourself. You never have to try to figure out things on your own. You never have to feel defeated. He's available to you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Everything that you need, he's ready to provide it. Every situation you're faced with, he's ready to handle it right now. All you have to do is cast your cares on him because he cares for you. The word of the Lord says in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent the son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. It says in the word of the Lord in Psalms 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed are those who trust in him. I want to encourage you to try God for yourself. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just go through the formalities, but really try him for yourself. It says in the word of the Lord in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter what you've done, the mistakes you've made, the decisions you've made, the people you've been around, or the places you've been. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, meaning fully believing in who he is, believing in what he's done for you, believing in what he's able to do for you, and believing in who he is, listen, he'll show up for you. And despite the obstacles, the challenges that come your way, with God, you'll never be disappointed. I'm a witness that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision I've ever made in your life. And if you too make that decision today, you too will be a witness that falling in love with Jesus is the best decision that you've ever made in your life. And if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life and stay in my life and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me and you believe it without a shadow of a doubt, you just got saved. And we believe here at Purpose Kingdom Network that this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And so we encourage you to get into a Bible-believing teaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God, and they can help you press forward in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And where y'all can inspire and encourage each other to press forward by faith. We love you. God bless you. Stay connected with us. And know that by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen, amen. And that is such a beautiful preach word we had from Minister Bernard Merrill. And we thank you so much. And the next portion of tonight's program, we're going to have another musical selection. And this musical selection is going to be by Sister Adrienne Allen. And we're just going to bring her on so she can bless us with a musical selection. So, Adrienne.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And I will treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right until I die. I will treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right. I will treat everybody right until I die. PKN will stay on the battlefield. PKN will stay on the battlefield. PKN will stay on the battlefield as we try to spread God's word. We will stay on the battlefield. We promise to keep God's word in the ring. We promise.
stay on the battlefield until we die.
Amen, amen. We just thank Mr. Agent for that musical selection. And I'm just going to go ahead and jump on real quick and do the announcements. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send comments, questions, concerns. You can send us hello, send a prayer request, or just let us know that you turned a new leaf over in life. We'd gladly like to share that news with the kingdom. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and anywhere that podcasts are broadcasting. Just simply type in Purpose Kingdom and hit the follow button, and that way you'll be able to hear each and every episode that we broadcast. And we just thank you so much, no matter where you're calling or listening to us in the world. We just thank you so much for your support and listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. It's been a very good, happy 4-year anniversary celebrating our listeners, no matter where in the world they're listening. Also, in the spirit of victory, please join us for tomorrow's broadcast at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits with Pastor Jermon Johnson. Once again, with God's own God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join us at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. Also, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, or you can follow any of our social media page links, where you can go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can just get a morning word of inspiration each and every morning that we're able to provide a morning word of inspiration. Please feel free to share with a friend. We just thank you so much, and we appreciate your listenership. We thank you so much. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to go back to our MC, and she's going to introduce our next person of God.
Amen. Amen. I truly enjoyed that word that came forth. It was very inspirational. And now we're going to go on, moving right along. With Pastor Tylene, with our closing remarks, and then we're going to have Mother Hudson to take us on out with our closing prayer. And we thank God for a very prosperous and very joyous evening with the word and song and worship. And we just thank God for the 4 years he gave us, and we just blessing God that we can continue on to bless those and reach those that are lost and continue to spread his word. So right now we're going to have Pastor Tylene Daly with our closing remarks.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but when I say I am ready to go on, first, I got to thank and bless God for the man of God who brought that word of God. Y'all should be excited. Did y'all hear what he told us? In Jesus, ain't no stopping us now. We can keep moving. We can keep going forward. We can keep pushing. We can keep pressing. Hallelujah, God. And then Sister Adrian going to come behind talking about we come this far by faith. Then she switched the words up and said, PKN going to stay on the battlefield. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just excited. I feel like I'm on fire in God. I want to thank each and every one who made this evening just a wonderful worship experience, especially thank the man of God, Pastor Bernard Morrow of By Faith with Good Ministries, for that word that he brought forth this evening, just setting souls on fire. And even for those out there who may not be part of PKM, but you are saved, he was talking to you too. Ain't no stopping you through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. See, y'all say Satan throwing stuff at you. You scared you might get evicted. You fitting to have a but God moment. You, they talking about cutting off your utilities. You about to have a but God moment. You still waiting for the first stimulus check, and they talking about a second stimulus check. You about to have a but God moment. The doctors done said they don't know what to do to all of us just about, especially when it comes to COVID-19. You fitting to have a but God moment, because when they say ain't no stopping you now, that's what he really saying, that no matter what the enemy throws your way, if you are truly a believer in Jesus Christ, you are going to have a but God moment. And as a whole, as the CEO and a host of Purpose Kingdom Network, I can tell you, we don't know nothing but God moments. Because every time Satan tries to get the victory, we have another but God moment. Hallelujah, God. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the host of PKM, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, our prayer warrior, with A Little Talk with Jesus, Evangelist Mary Scott with Iron Sharpens Iron, just both of them on fire for the Lord, Sister Antonia Bass, our information guru with Peripheral Vision, one of our new babies to the family, Pastor Jamon Johnson with Life Without Limits. I know I should have wrote down all the titles. Life Without Limits, and just what he's doing on the battlefield and on the wall for the Lord is amazing. And then, of course, we have Mother Janice Hudson, as well as Sister Adrian and Minister Bernard for Let's Talk About It. We have Reverend Aaron Williams for DTW Ministry, Deliverance Through the Word. We also heard one of his songs. He is a recording artist, Consecrate Me Now. Reverend Aaron is out of town, but, you know, we were not going to celebrate without that man of God's voice and presence and spirit being heard going across the airways, and we thank God for him. We also have Minister Arsenius Jackson, One Touch Transformation. This woman of God is just on the field fighting to make people aware about sexual abuse and domestic abuse, and standing, letting them know that there is healing no matter who you are and what you've been through in Jesus Christ. We then have Sister Dominique Hudson with The Dwelling Place. She opened us up with praise and worship and prayer this evening. Another young woman of God on fire for the Lord. We then have Reverend Maureen Lee, who comes with us with Daughters of Ruth. This woman of God, listen, when I say Daughters of Ruth, she just walking. She walking, the women just sort of flock to her for that wisdom and guidance that the Lord has anointed her with. Then we have Sister Adrian Misunderstanding, M.S. Understanding Allen, with D Block Church. And if you want to know what it's like on the block, you do not want to miss D Block Church, because this young lady of God is just going raw with it, going for you right where you at. She reminds me when Jesus was walking this earth, he talked to the fishermen about fishing, the warriors about warring. And when she goes out, she talks to the drug dealers where they are, the prostitutes where they are. But what I love is she leads them all to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then we have Reverend Arthur Burgess III with the Healing Hour. And he is just anointing and bringing to life God's word on a regular basis. Hallelujah, God. Then on the first Fridays of the month, we have Sister Shekinah, the Bird Lady Bird, with Building the Foundation. Then we have Brother Robert Hudson, who comes to us with SE Sports Edition, Self Expression Sports Edition, another anointed man of God, another anointed woman of God, with Sister Shekinah Burgess. Then we have the man of God who brought the word this evening, Pastor Bernard Morrow, with By Faith We Good. And I don't even have to tell y'all, listen, if y'all don't see the anointing, y'all might want to check your salvation, because the Holy Spirit ain't connecting with you correctly if you didn't hear the anointing from that man of God tonight. Then, of course, we have Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee with the Turning Point, and we also have, the Roundtable Ministries with Brother Robert Pop Hudson, as well as Elder Charles Lee and myself. We come together for Roundtable Ministries. Brother Robert also does self-expression here for us. And then you have myself, Pastor Tallene Daly. They usually hear them refer to me as Toy or Chappie, and I come to you with Toy Talk or Study for Life. We just all make up Purpose Kingdom Network Ministries, and we bless God for each and every one of you. And as you heard me say, I said ministries because Purpose Kingdom Network is not a singular ministry, but it is a network of ministries, plural, where the men, the women of God have one thing on their heart and mind, and that is being obedient to what God has told us to do in His Word, and that is to go out into the world and preach His Word to all nations. We thank each and every one of you for assisting us in making that reality come real. We want to give another special thank you to Sister Michelle Hines. She has been a faithful listener with Purpose Kingdom Network for almost 4 years. So we bless God for her and for all of our other faithful listeners. We just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could not say thank you to you all enough, just as if I had 1,000 tongues, I could not bless God enough. So all I can humbly do is say thank you. And now we will be closed out in prayer by Mother Janice Hudson. Amen, Mother Janice. It's in your hands to close us out.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just can't say thank you enough. You know, the came on the airwaves tonight was remarkable. And happy 4th anniversary, PKN. And I am so proud and happy to be a part of PKN Ministry. And I just want to thank everyone that done their thing tonight because you guys done your thing. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, I come to you, Lord, as humble as I know how. Asking you, Lord, please, Jesus, just give us the strength, knowledge, and understanding, Lord Jesus. Let us walk in your footsteps, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you for watching over us as we slumber and we sleep, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord, for protecting us from this here epidemic that's going on in the world, Lord Jesus. I just want to thank you, Father, for just everything, for your word, for your glory, for your victory, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given. And I'm down here, Lord Jesus, acting as almost I know how, Lord Jesus. Please, please, Father God, put your healing arm around your children of the world today and let them all come to you and get the rest that they need, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. You said knock and the door shall be open. Right now, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, please, Father, to open the doors of heaven, Lord Jesus, so that we all can be glorified, so that we can do your will, so that we can all come into heaven, Lord, because in the end times, Lord, is when you come, Lord Jesus. Please, Father God, have my name on that room, Lord Jesus, as well as my name, Lord Jesus, have your children that come to you in the way that they supposed to have their names on the roll, Lord Jesus. I just want to thank you, Father God, and you said speak and you shall find. Right now, Lord Jesus, I am speaking as much of your word, as much of your glory as I can, Lord Jesus. And I'm doing what I should do in your name, Father God. And I need you, Father God, to just open up your heart, open up your arms, and just spread your glory around the world, Lord Jesus. Let your children know, Lord Jesus, that you're there for them in the time of their needs, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you, Father God, and I want to thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you, Jesus, for dying so that the sensitive souls can be saved, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Father God, for just being that good and just loving me and me and your other children so much that you gave your only begotten Son. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I just can't thank you enough. Hallelujah, Father God. I just can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me the opportunity to be on PKN, to be here with PKN, because, Lord Jesus, you know that I am a sinner saved by your grace, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I just want to thank you for just keeping me in fellowship with PKN, Lord Jesus. Because if it wasn't for PKN, Lord Jesus, I lost my pastor years ago. And I was seeking, and then you came up with PKN. And hallelujah, Jesus, here I am, and here I stand, and here I shall not be removed. And I just want to come in our lives. It is in your mighty name, Father God, in your holy name, Jesus Christ, to you that I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. And Minister Bernard's words, by faith, we're good. Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Step me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.